News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Cocaine, ecstasy and amphetamines should be nationalised and sold legally in government-run pharmacies. That's the view of drugs reform charity Transform, who say alternatives are needed in the unwinnable war against drugs. And Transform CEO Dr. James Nichols joins me now to discuss this. James, you're recommending that pharmacies be set up that sell cocaine or other types of Class A drugs. How exactly would this work? Is it a prescription-based service or how do people access the drugs?
Yeah, so we're proposing that we have a government-led run drug regulation agency, which would have a monopoly on the import and production of these substances, that it would be the sole purchaser and distributor of these substances, and that the sale would be in, as you say, specialist pharmacy-style outlets. For whether it be prescription or not would depend on the risk of the substance. So for lower risk or relatively lower risk substances like MDMA, it wouldn't be a prescription model, but there would be limited sales per purchase. Whereas for obviously more dangerous substances like crack cocaine, injectable methamphetamine, and so on and so forth, we would recommend a similar approach to heroin prescribing, which is already something which happens in the UK to a degree, but happens in other countries. So we're looking at a tiered model. We're looking at sale through specialist outlets, and we're looking to ensure that those sales are accompanied by harm reduction advice, by full information on what people are purchasing, and a limitation on the amount that people can purchase at any one time.
Okay. So in effect, you're hoping to cut out the black market in drugs, which is the only market at the moment, but what would become the black market in drugs. People can attend their pharmacy with or without a script, depending on what drug they're looking for, get it over the counter and go away and use it. Is that the model?
Yeah, precisely. I mean, as you say, the problem at the moment is that we have a completely unregulated market, which is causing damage and violence and exploitation and corruption across the world. We need to get control of that market somehow, because it's not getting any smaller and the harms aren't getting any less. So the idea that we're putting forward is that we need to set out realistic and practical alternatives to that situation, and that for us, this is the most realistic approach to stimulants in particular. I mean, it's different for other drugs, but stimulants are a particular challenge, I think. And so what we wanted to get going is a conversation about what those alternatives are.
But James, I see one flaw in this debate, which is that you're saying, well, all the issues that we get from the unregulated market, we get issues from more than having an unregulated market. We get issues from the fact that the drugs are harmful to people who take them. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you don't need a script in your model to get MDMA. So you can go in and you can pick up your E or whatever it is that, it's called, whatever type of stimulant you want. And then you go and you take one or two when we could go to clubs and things, and maybe you have a cardiac arrest. There isn't many things you can get over the counter currently that'll do that to you.
Well, no, there aren't. Although we have a very poorly regulated market in alcohol globally, and
it's unlikely somebody's going to take a pint of alcohol and actually have a cardiac arrhythmia. It's not impossible to take one.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the interesting things I think that's a difference between alcohol and currently illegal drugs is that although we have all sorts of issues with alcohol, we have a very clear and quite sophisticated set of systems for people to understand dosage. So people know generally what strength the alcohol is that they're taking. They have a clear idea or relatively clear
idea. So are you saying that's what would happen with MDMA? Instead of you not knowing the quality or the strength of what you were getting or where it came from or its provenance, that you would get something that would have a packaging on it saying this contains this much X, Y and Z?
Precisely that. If you look at the increase in ecstasy deaths in the last few years, they've almost all been, or the vast majority have been, because people have been taking pills that they have had no idea what the strength is, and the strength has been way higher than they can take. So yes, exactly.
Do you envisage, James, any difficulty that the other things you mentioned, things like crack cocaine or meth, GPs writing prescriptions? GPs wouldn't have any training or any history of writing these kind of prescriptions. They may not want crack addicts coming to their practices where they might be unstable and very difficult to manage. And indeed, a lot of pressure perhaps being put on GPs to write these prescriptions, potentially at personal danger to themselves, that if they didn't want to write one, they could get in trouble, or indeed pharmacies being robbed by people because they now contain Class A drugs.
I mean, on the GP front, of course, there's all sorts of challenges. There are challenges now in dealing with drug issues in for GPs. There's a training need. There's a need for support. This is not something that we think you can just parachute in and expect people without training, without support, and without a whole kind of wraparound service to provide effectively. And there would be costs associated with that. Absolutely, we're not unrealistic about the challenges. What we're saying is that given the costs of the current situation, both in terms of policing and in terms of the harms that are created as a result, that we need to look at those challenges and say, well, do we want to shy away from those simply to keep the status quo as it is?
All right. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. James Nicol, who is CEO of Transform, which is a drug charity advocating that we would have Class A drugs available within our pharmacies around the country.